All right, let me tell you about the online cannabis company that's revolutionizing how we deal with life's challenges, from sleepless nights to stress-filled days. Mood.com has created an entire line of functional gummies that target specific health concerns with 100% federally legal THC blends. And they'll deliver them discreetly right to your doorstep. And you can get 20% off your first order at mood.com with the promo code BROS. Tried a bunch of their gummies myself, and it's wild how different each one feels. Their sleepy time gummies knock me out in about 15 minutes flat. No hangovers, no grogginess. I wake up feeling amazing the next day. And their epic euphoria gummies, well, they're perfect for those days when nothing's going right and you just need to hit the reset button on your shitty mood. What makes these different is how they've paired THC and other cannabinoids with herbs and adaptogens. You're just not going to find gummies like this in a dispensary or anywhere else, for that matter. And they've got gummies for literally everything. Immune supports, menopause relief, PMS symptoms, mental clarity, sexual arousal. And each one is crafted using federally legal cannabis grown on small, family-owned American farms. No pesticides, no BS. And they can ship to almost every single state in the United States of America. Best of all, not only does Mood stand behind everything with industry-leading 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off with their first order with code BROS. So head on over to Mood.com. Browse their amazing selection of functional gummies and find the perfect gummy for whatever you're dealing with. And remember to use the promo code BROS at checkout to save 20% off your first order. Men, if you're starting to notice your hair thinning when you look in the mirror, you're not alone. Life just gets busier and busier, and it can feel like there's not enough time in the day to do something about it. So try Hims Hair Loss Solutions. You can avoid jumping through a bunch of frustrating hoops and get access to treatment without even leaving your own home. Hims provides you with convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride, minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized, chewable, oral, they got spray and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there's no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, no insurance is needed. And one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/drinkingbrosports. That's hims.com/drinkingbrosports for your personalized hair loss options. hims.com/drinkingbrosports. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
What is up? Welcome back to Casino Friday. I'm your host, Rob Fox, joined as always by Dan Regester, and we're here to play some blackjack with a gentleman named Pixel.
Can't believe you're relying on nicotine to get you through this.
Oh, boy.
As I pour another energy drink.
I mean, I would like to rely on alcohol, but it's only noon.
Probably going to be two of probably four.
What?
Minimum.
In energy drinks today?
Yeah. I'm looking at about 1,000 milligrams of caffeine a day.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's great for my heart.
That's what I like about the nicotine. It reduces my need for caffeine. You got to diversify your poisons.
Yeah. It's like, what do I want to be addicted to?
Right. For me, it's a little bit of everything.
All right, 16 against a soft 6 against an 8. We got a dealer named Pixel.
Bust. Pixel busted me.
So hopefully he's not too magical.
Yeah. Now you got a 16.
Well, now I got an actual 16.
There you go.
Keep it going.
Let's go, Pixel. Give us these cards.
He's got that like little Tulsi Gabbard gray stripe.
Yeah, I know.
I'll stay on the
17. Stay on the 17. Yeah. Let's see what we got here.
Boom.
I'm already out anyway. Doesn't matter. 15. Damn it.
And... LOL. Of course. Of course.
Fucking of course. All right, I'm letting Pixel know who's boss. I'm putting $1,000 on the table.
You're just throwing your nuts down.
Yeah, I'm throwing my nutsack on the table. I'm tired of this guy wearing his weird shirt. Is he wearing a polo shirt with a tie?
Never did that?
No.
Your fraternity days?
No. No.
I could see sophomore Rob just throwing on a tie for no reason on his, like, Lacoste polo.
That's an insane use of a polo shirt, to put a tie on it.
I'm not a big polo guy anyway, now.
I am a big golf polo guy.
I'm exclusively just plain tee.
Yeah.
Except, you know, first form.
The first form. Repping the first form, yeah. No, I gotta just chill against this asshole. 16. There we go.
Boom. There we go.
Let's fucking
pick him
go.
Up an easy dub.
Putting another 1,000 on. Go, dickhead.
You're just jumping right into it.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. I hope you become destitute.
What?
Yeah. Forced to sell your house.
Yeah.
In this market, this economy.
Houses are going fast right now.
Are they?
Yeah, they are, actually. All the houses in our neighborhood have been selling really fast.
I keep checking out Zillow. I'm getting to that point in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Houses that I can't afford.
Yeah.
I can't afford any houses, no. But I'm looking at like $9 million homes on Lake Austin.
Just for fun?
Yeah.
Just to be like, oh, okay, well, now I lost happen. That hand.
I have rich taste.
I know you do.
There we go.
Got a dub?
Just got to hit a couple golf bets and keep doubling down on those golf
bets. Just hit 100 golf bets.
Work my way there.
100 tournament parlay, mm-hmm. And that house is yours.
Unfortunately, I don't think this week we're getting a winner. I think Scotty's going to win.
Yeah. I mean, Scotty played well at the Masters.
Scotty plays well every tournament. Yeah. Even when he doesn't play well, he finishes top five.
Yeah. It's not really fair.
No. No, it's not. Rory's won 3 times this year, though, out of 6 starts. Skip this week, of course.
Why would you?
He's got to celebrate.
Right. He's got to go back. His parents weren't even there. They're just like,
that's sick.
Rory, you go there every year. We know what's going to happen, buddy.
Right.
Just call us if you win.
All right, we're going to help. Yeah, yep, there's a 10.
But like, you couldn't fly over on Saturday for the Sunday?
Has the lead. Like, come on.
Yeah. You can handle a transatlantic flight if your kid's going to win the Masters.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But they're old. I mean,
they are older. He's 34, 35. He's like a year and a half older than me.
Yeah. They're just like, oh, Rory, you can't be flying in the middle of the weekend like that. It'll kill your mother.
Comes from humble roots.
Does he?
Yeah. His dad worked 2 jobs, worked like 100 hours a week to pay for Rory to play golf.
Good Lord. That got some good ROI on that.
Yeah. Well, they've made 1 billion commercials about it now. But, like, there's the classic commercial of Rory as a kid watching Tiger.
Yeah.
And it's like him and his dad. His dad's closing up shop at the bar he works at.
Oh, he worked at a pub?
Worked at a pub. He was a bartender, and he cleaned toilets at a country club.
What, to get access to the course to steal clubs at night? What?
I think so he could play golf for free, yeah.
Okay. Fair enough.
And now his caddy is when he was 7.
Did his mom have any jobs?
You know... They never really mention his mom much. It's like, so why aren't you working?
Yeah, I get right. The dad's like, I just did a 12-hour shift at this pub. I broke up 20 different fights with broken glass bottles. Please.
Just out and about getting it.
But he's just like, no wife of mine will work. She's like, you're dying. You're dying, Patrick. Please. She just sits home. She's like nothing to do. Like Rory's in high school. She's like literally nothing to do.
Only child though. Come on.
Come on.
Come on.
She did have nothing to do.
Yeah. Like what? What's happening?
By the time that kid's in second grade, you don't have a lot to do.
The kid's at the golf course all the time.
Yeah.
And his dad's just at the bar. Was she at the club
knitting all his clothes at home?
I don't know.
Everything goes to golf.
It worked out.
Yeah, it did work out.
You just got to put all of your money and efforts into your child becoming a just all-time great.
All's well that ends well.
He's not even like a physical specimen. He's like 5'9".
No, he's an Irishman. He just looks like an Irishman.
That's true.
Like in every conceivable way. What was rough watching the Masters is, as a pale fellow myself, I was just like looking at Rory's
just
face.
Just getting burned.
And I was like, boy, you've gotten a lot of sun in your life, buddy. Like, you are just a piece of leather. His skin can't handle it. He's not made for golf.
Yeah. Obviously, money's made him better looking. Remember when he had the flow?
Oh, he was an awkward 22-year-old.
And he had the baggy clothes. He looked weird.
Yeah.
That's when he looked Irish.
Yeah. Now he just looks, rich, like you said. All right, we're getting some good hands here, actually, against Pixel. Pixel's not so bad.
He's a man torn by two nations, too. He's Northern Irish.
Is he?
Yeah.
Torn by two nations? Does he claim Ireland at all?
I think for the Olympics, he plays for Ireland.
I thought he played for the UK.
Mm-mm. Like, he played under the Irish flag, but he's technically Northern Irish.
Oh, wow.
And I believe Protestant. So
he's a proddy. Look at him.
Ugh.
Still near 16.
Give him gum and butt.
Unfortunate. And a bust. Let's see. Come on, Pixel.
Do we clear out our audience?
Maybe. There we go. Must have gone and got some lunch.
They're not here for the booth boys.
No. No one is.
Except the few that are.
Yeah.
The real hardcores.
Come on, Pixel. Give me some good cards. I've been winning, but not on the $1,000 hands. Which is how life goes.
$15. Cool.
12. That's fun.
Just been sticking to the $100 hands.
Yeah, I'm going to hit on the 12. Yeah.
I'm going to pick my spots.
Yeah, that's fair. I just wanted to feel something. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
$14. Yeah, I'll hit. Bust. Great. Wonderful. Love that. Stupid polo shirt and your tie. Like, he looks like he got this outfit in the Lost and Found at the casino. 19. I wasn't gonna beat him anyway. What you got going on this weekend?
Playing golf tomorrow.
I think it's supposed to rain.
Tomorrow? No, it rains Sunday.
Okay.
For sure. Because I looked at the weather before I did it, and, I hope not tomorrow. Oh, it is raining tomorrow. Cool. 35% chance. When I booked it on Tuesday, it said clear skies. Thanks.
Cool.
I don't have my truck still.
Yeah, you're driving that little golf cart around.
Still driving around the Sport, the Bronco Sport. Cool. We flipped the 5.
Oh, fun. Here comes a 10.
Yeah, the Sport sucks. It's going to be interesting. I'm going to have to go through a few tolls. I don't know how that works with rentals.
I think that's on them.
I think so, too.
I'm not paying it. It's not your license plate. How would they possibly...
I think the Hertz rental would eventually get me.
They'll forward the mail to you.
Upcharge me.
Yeah.
Like, significantly. Oh, I lost my seat. God damn it. I got to pay attention.
It's a quick game here. Come on. Give me something good. A 12. Jeez, man. Yeah, I'll hit on the 12. Give me a 9. Just give me a 9.
Do you think this guy's about 5'2"?
Yeah, he looks absolutely tiny.
Just a little tiny twink.
This is a baby man.
He is Oompa Loompish.
But you know, he's an island man, and he's laid back, and he doesn't care.
An island man or an island boy?
He's an island boy. Apparently the island boys kissed on OnlyFans the other day.
Didn't they do that like months ago?
But like with tongue.
Didn't they do that like years ago?
I don't know. I don't keep up with them. Just what the internet told me.
Yeah. My only island boy is Chet Hanks.
Oh, my God. Cards are not falling my way right now.
Yeah, you should keep putting $1,000 in the fucking
table. Yeah, I did it again, and it didn't work.
Yeah, keep it coming, big boy.
Come on. Give him another card. There you go.
Hey.
Look at that.
Suck my dick, Pixel. All right, I'll get aggressive.
You want me? Are you going? All right, I'm not.
You want to get aggressive?
I'm not.
I'll get aggressive.
I'm chilling. Hey, we got Shabby at the table with us.
Shabby or Shibby?
Shabby.
He used to be an old TFM commenter.
Shibby. Shibby. I remember Shibby.
I think he wrote for us a couple times, actually.
I think he did, too.
He evolved.
Yeah, he became...
He went from troll to writer.
He became a person, essentially. That's how Jared Borslow did it, too.
The Rye Guy?
Yeah.
I miss Jared. I'm playing golf, like, I'm doing a solo round with whoever I get mixed up with, because nobody in town, A, has free time.
Yep.
If they do golf, like, I can't play with Dave, because he has kids.
Right.
And then somebody like Randy just quit.
Just quit golf?
Quit the game, because he sucked.
He was too bad?
He was bad, but, like, he was getting too frustrated that he was bad, and it's like, we don't play enough for you to be good. Just
right.
Enjoy the being out.
Yeah, enjoy the outdoors. Have a cigar, a couple beers.
Yeah, and just drink, dude.
Yeah. That's the point of it. There's a video that went viral the other day of a golf course fight.
Saw that.
The Canadian one?
Yeah.
What's your take on the etiquette of everything going on? Because apparently the group in front was playing too slow.
So the guy in the blue that ends up being the rock star of the video.
Oh, man.
He hits into the group in front of him because they were too slow.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's going to happen, right? I want to know how slow they were playing.
Right.
You know, how many hours were they on the course?
He was just punching that guy straight in the jaw. Like, not from the side. Like, dead on in the chin.
I just liked that the guy all bloodied up. He had the body of somebody that obviously couldn't fight.
Yeah.
He got his face smashed in. And he's just like, you got anything else? Hey, bud?
You could tell that guy who got his ass kicked, he's a big guy.
Yeah.
And I think he has spent quite a bit of his life relying purely on his size.
Yeah, I don't think he was that big, though.
I think he was pretty big.
The dude in the blue was an older man, too.
Yeah, they were both older, I thought.
Yeah. But the guy in the blue, how he was moving, I mean, some decent just shots that he was throwing, but, like, slow.
Here's the thing that you have to keep in mind if you're going to fight someone in Canada. They probably played hockey.
Yeah, there was definitely, you got to grip the shirt.
Yeah.
And then you kind of pull them into the punch.
Yeah, like, it looked like he had, like... Canadians are just more fist fight trained on average, I feel like.
To a degree.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a whole, like, every episode of Letterkenny, there's at least a 3-minute music video where they get into a fight. On average.
Yeah. But that guy, it looked like a hockey fight. Like, it looked like he was hockey fighting.
Yeah.
Just the way the punches were straight on. You know what I mean? Like, he was getting good, like, force on him, but he wasn't, like, winding up. It was just like, bam, bam. Like, I mean.
The fucking wife or whatever, the woman that was involved, she was awful.
Oh, God.
Just shrieking that her man was just getting his ass beat.
Yeah.
Just like, that innocent man, I think, threw the first punch.
He did. No, the fat guy started it.
Yeah. Because the blue guy allegedly pushed him or something. I don't know.
The fat guy started it. The fat guy escalated it.
It's kind of my dream to get into a fight on the golf course.
What? Why?
Because everyone on the golf course is soft as hell.
Yeah, that's fair.
You know what to look for. I mean, there's occasionally some of the dudes here at Town Planet and stuff, they've picked up golf.
Yeah.
Like my boy Andrew Craig, he just started playing golf. But there's signs to look out for, right? Like you just look at the ears.
The cauliflower ear?
Yeah.
Yeah. Ugh, come on.
But then again, someone like Eli, who trains all the time, doesn't play golf.
Right. Most of them don't.
No.
But you know who does play a lot of golf?
Hockey players.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's fine. Not here, though.
Not here.
And also, you can tell if, like, you just look at the body type.
Right.
Right. I'm afraid of nobody on the golf course. Maybe 0.0001%.
How much rage gets put in you when someone's playing too slow in front of you?
I'm actually not that upset.
Yeah.
It doesn't really bother me. People usually that I'm with will say something, and I'll have to be like, you're going to get me into the fight, aren't you?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to fight on your behalf. I'm going to have to be your champion.
I'm going to do that. Let's play golf. I'll be like, hey, hey! And then I'm like, get him, Dan!
And it's usually not even that slow.
Right.
Everyone to me is slow because I don't really take practice swings. I just go up and hit the ball.
But what's funny about
I'm
golf?
Like probably one of the fastest players you could potentially be with. Even if I'm not playing well,
yeah,
I just go up and hit the shot. Yeah. I don't take a billion practice swings.
What's funny about golf is that it seems like a relaxing sport, but actually everyone that's out there is quite perturbed.
Is on edge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone is on edge on that fucking course.
Everyone around you, even in your own group, if they do the slightest thing off, it ruins your day.
Yeah.
Golfers are weird, dude. I don't get it.
No, I'm not taking insurance, Pixel.
I love golf. I love playing golf. But just the culture around it is pretty cringy.
It's too much. People take it way too seriously for a hobby.
Mm-hmm. I don't get upset at myself either. I can have a good round. I get a bad round. I hit a bad shot. I'm like, yeah, I suck. Like, what?
I'm not a professional golfer.
No.
Golfer. Like, it's...
But just, there's just, like, little moments here and there where I'll get in the zone. Like, last time I played, I'm going to this place called Shadow Glen. It's all the way out in fucking Manor. Like, way the fuck out.
Yeah.
But, like, I wasn't playing well at all. But I've made 3 birdies on the back 9. Made my day.
There you go.
Yeah. Finished with a birdie. Stuffed one to, like, 2 feet.
Okay, I'll sit on the 13. Great.
I think I went, like, 47, 40.
I don't know what that means.
I shot an 87.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay.
Like, just an awful front, and on the back, I shot a 40 with 3 birdies. Because I made a bunch of doubles, too.
Yeah, you know. Wow, he just built a 21. God damn it. Come on, man.
It is fun, though, when you flirt with breaking 80. I've done it a couple times. My lowest score is a 76. I've broken 80, like, I don't know, close to 10 times now.
Okay.
So I can flirt with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can fuck around.
I can, like, I like to call myself a 70s guy because I've done it multiple times. It wasn't a fluke.
I assume you're...
But I'm not. I don't live there.
I assume you're in the 1% by having shot under 80.
Yeah.
More than once. So take it.
Yeah. I don't take any breakfast balls. I count every stroke. I play by the rules. The USGA.
Yeah. Fuck. Just lost another $1,000 hand.
Yeah. Sweet. Hey, 21. Let's
go. Look at you building.
What's the lowest you've ever scored on the golf course?
What?
What's the lowest you've ever scored on the golf course?
I don't know.
No, you don't keep track?
I don't think I've kept that close of track to
that's
it.
Fair.
That's fair.
That's what I was telling Randy. I'm like, hey, why don't we just play, like, we could just play match play or something. I'll give you strokes.
Right.
We'll just have fun with it. Stop caring that, like, even if you suck on one hole, don't let, like, a 10 on a hole ruin your entire round.
Right.
If we play match play, that doesn't matter. Plus, I'm giving you a stroke or two every hole.
I just like playing best ball. I would play, like I said before, I'd play best ball tomorrow.
That is fun. Occasionally, though, when you are playing well and you're in a scramble, you're like, fuck, I wish I was playing my own ball.
Yeah. Like, I'm happy to do that.
Boom.
19, there you go.
I'll stick with the 19.
Because I'll have just enough shots on a day to make me feel relevant. You know what I mean?
Oh, I just got fucked. Cool, dude. Who's this bitch? Everest?
Everest.
All right, we got to mount Everest.
All right, yeah, let's mount this bitch. I'm putting $1,000 on the table. Let's go. Pixel was fucking me on the $1,000 hands, but not Everest.
So we for Dave's birthday, we went and played a little scramble at what was formerly known as Wolf Dancer. Now it's Lost Pines. Really nice golf course out in towards like Bastrop.
Yeah, yeah.
And I played with Ross and Barrett, you know?
Mm-hmm. It's a good
not
threesome.
It was a good time. Good time, threesome, but not the best sticks, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But Barrett had, like, he would hit, like, the steady shot, like, down the fairway, like, 230, 240.
Yeah.
Every time. So it gave me the luxury to just, like...
Rip.
Rip.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that is fun. I drove, like, 4 greens. It was sick.
That I never contribute off the tee, but iron play I'll get some in.
And you get a couple putts?
Putts for sure. But anyone can do that.
Not anyone. A lot of people have really bad touch with putts. I've seen it.
Nah, I'm decent with a putter.
I get the putter
all
going.
All things considered.
Over.
What?
that's my good rounds. It's like when I break 80, it's when I have the putter going.
Yeah. Well, dude, drive for show, putt for dough, baby.
I know. Short game's not bad. The weakest part of my game is irons.
Yeah.
I'm a bad iron player. Just means I'm a ball speed imposter. That's why I try to hit the ball as far as I can, and then I have a wedge. I don't want to hit a fucking 5-iron.
Right. Yeah, irons and wedges are where I will contribute on a scramble, for sure.
Because I hit my irons, like, far. I just don't hit them accurate.
Right.
Yeah, I'm just off the fucking planet. That's why whenever people take irons off the fucking tee, I'm like, oh, that's... I can't do that. Like, that's the safe play. Not for me.
I got absolutely jack shit going on this weekend. I'm going to leave here. Oh, I have to take care of the kids tonight because Courtney's going out to dinner. I'm going to leave here, buy a 12-pack of beer.
Are you going to finish the 12-pack?
No.
You should.
It's like 6 for today, 6 for tomorrow.
Dude, get fucked up. Go hard tonight.
I can't do that.
The kids are going to be fine.
I know they'll be fine.
I remember I watched your dogs one time at your house, and I just got lit up.
Good for you.
Yeah.
They're dogs.
Same thing as your kids, you know? That was back at your old house.
Yeah, that was my old house. I wouldn't make you drive all the way out to drip. Just to...
Yeah.
It's too long.
It was a fun time. It was that was years ago then. So I just got lit up and I was on fucking just swiping.
Are you going to bring someone back to my house?
I don't know.
You going to make love in my guest room?
Hopefully my guest room. Maybe there was an attempt.
There probably was. Feels like there definitely was. Hey, I got a blackjack. Look at me. Look at us.
Keep it coming, Everest. You baby back bitch.
You don't even swipe anymore, do you?
No, I don't have... No, I don't do dating apps.
Yeah. When was the last time you did a dating app? I feel like it's been a long time. You deleted Twitter, deleted dating apps.
3 years now?
Good Lord.
Like that. Yeah.
I'm too lazy. I would have been too lazy to do that. I would have been like, well, I don't know. Nowhere else to look for anything. And if I was working here, it's not like you're going to meet a woman at work.
No. Certainly not.
Yeah.
I want to do it in the wild at some point, you know?
Yeah. That's where I did. I never did well on dating apps. Always did incredibly well in the wild.
Just because you also, when you live in the same city or town for over a decade now, and you were on the... I was on the apps for maybe like 4 years.
Yeah.
Same people, man.
Yep. They same come back people. Around.
Yeah. They'll start dating somebody else and come immediately right back. It's not that big of a city.
It's not.
No.
No. Not at all. I was talking to one of my friends the other day about how she... her college boyfriend cheated on her, and it was at SMU, which is like a small school.
Yeah.
And I was like, and it was in within Greek life, so even smaller still.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like,
that's college stuff though.
But here's the thing, it is college stuff.
Not that I did it, but
it is college stuff. But you can get away with that at a UCF or mm-hmm. at Mizzou.
Greek life at UCF wasn't that big.
Okay.
It was about 5,000 kids.
That's big.
5,000 compared to the rest of the school,
fair
though.
Fair enough.
It's like not even a tenth.
Yeah. But either way, I was like, how could he even have thought he would get away with that? It felt like 8 people went to that school. Like, yeah. You all knew each other. There's no... Like, he would have had to drive across town to TCU to get away with that. And even then, I'm not sure.
No.
Like, whereas at Mizzou, like, I could not see someone for the rest of my college experience.
That is true.
After seeing them once.
My 2 college girlfriends though were in the same sorority, so I stuck to Alpha Z.
My wife is an Alpha Z boy. Same pledge class as a girl I dated in college.
Nice,
like dated seriously. So
then I hooked up with a couple girls in Alpha Z as well.
Really, just stuck to the one, huh?
Couple thetas, couple. Let me see, kappas.
Okay.
Fuck.
KKG. My wife's house. But yeah, it was just funny to me. I was like, there's no world in which you get away with that at that school.
Yeah.
Because it's too small. Back to our original point. Like, it's just, you will get caught, like, immediately. He got caught that night.
Mm-hmm. You ever kind of outkick your coverage though in Greek life, where you're like, you're out and about, you're spending the night with this, things are, you're vibing well with like an upper tier sorority girl.
Yeah.
Obviously we were just kind of, we were just goons, right? Fiji.
Right.
UCF. We're just nerds. But I remember just when we got, especially for like Greek week, when we get paired up
With a better house.
With a much better house.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And yeah, you're just throwing just the best game of your life.
The main time
it's just like a nice, there's just like a flow to it. You know? Yeah. You're kind of in this, that flow state, this altered mind. It's fun to like push yourself.
You're also just in such close quarters that it almost becomes like a workplace thing where they might not normally be attracted to you, but you're just like stuck with each other.
There's that, but I was also Greek week chair. So it was me and Power. The other Greek week chair for them.
So it is a work thing.
It was literally a work.
The power. I had that kind of happened to me with my last college girlfriend so I'd broken up with this one girl. And she was like, I want to get back together. I want to get back together. She had graduated and I was in my fifth year or whatever. And I was like, I don't want to at all, but I'm just like weak and drunk right now. But I literally had to keep telling myself, like, literally had to be like, you're with Kappa Greek Week. You're going to get a much hotter girl. Just be patient.
It is weird too. I am way more well-spoken and like on my shit when the girl's more attractive. I don't know if it's like the mental state.
It's not weird.
Just gets elevated.
It's not weird.
People usually crumble. I guess I just am better under pressure.
Just locked in.
I locked the fuck in.
Just in the fucking zone.
Like, honestly, even that episode with what's her face?
Teague.
For softcore, I think that's one of our better episodes. We just locked in.
Yeah. Couldn't fuck that up.
Not that we were trying to like
banger, do anything. But yeah, it was when you have a Laker girl on the set.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta
show up.
Gotta give the goods.
Yeah. But now that I'm just with you, my brain's mush.
Yeah, exactly. You can't sit there and be a dud. Like, what a disappointment. Like, two normal dudes are next to a hot chick, and we're just like...
Stumbling over the words.
She was a good guest, though. Like, she was very...
she played.
She does stand-up comedy and stuff like that. Like, she's a creative person, so she was able to play ball. And she's an actress, too. She's in Winning Time on HBO.
Don't you have to simp this hard, dude.
Just love her so much. Yeah, right. No. But, yeah, she was a good guest. So that made it easy. Because if it was, like, a hot chick that was like, what?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. What? Then you just start to hate yourself. That's the problem, is when they're not giving anything back, you're just like, oh, this is all my fault.
Yes.
And then you crumble.
There still has to be a give and take.
Yeah, it can't be her fault. She's hot. It's my fault. I'm a worthless little worm, and I don't belong here, and she's telling me that.
I remember going out in our 20s. Obviously, lived in the TFM Ryder house. But going out with Boosh, Boosh was so... goddamn shameless. We'd be at a bar for I don't know 20 minutes, and he would just go from group to group to group, and the girls in the bar would see him just go from group to group to group, until he eventually, you know, he was just a numbers guy.
Yeah, volume shooter.
Yeah,
he is just a shameless human being in general, though, in the best way.
Yeah, fuck, dude.
He's build 21?
Yeah.
God damn it. Oh, sweet Boosh. I wonder how his volume shooting worked in the Philippines. Probably great.
Way better. But he also doesn't know social cues that well. So, like, I don't know. I'm too aware of body language and stuff. Yeah. So he would try to talk to a girl as her, like, back was turned to him. I'm like, that's
not
for you, dude.
That's not subtle body language.
No. No. It's pretty obvious.
Yeah. Actually,
I'm like, abort this mission, my man.
Yeah.
You got to move on to another group.
So Boosh used to work for my wife as a writer when she was an editor at this country site. And he still uses her as a reference.
Yeah. And does he get some calls, or she gets calls?
So she got a call the other day. He texted her being like, hey, I put you as a reference. And so she had to take a call. And so they're asking.
She has nothing to do. She's like Rory's mom.
Yeah, I know.
She is literally Rory's mom.
She is literally Rory's mom, yeah. So they were like, what's the best way for Boosh to succeed? Or like, tell us about Boosh. What's the best way for Boosh to succeed? And she was like, he's super creative. He's one of the most talented writers I had on staff. You just need to set clear goals and expectations for him in order to get the best work out of him. And they were like, can you elaborate on that? And she was like, why? What's up? And they were just like, we've been getting that note a lot. Because if you just let Boosh sort of float in the ether.
Yeah. you got to kind of keep him in check.
Yeah. Not in a bad way. Like, he's not, like, maliciously lazy. You just need to be, like, keep him on a...
He's aloof.
Yeah. I'll never forget on the TFM cruise when me and everyone was in line. Mm-hmm. And me. And,
I know exactly where this is going.
Yeah, me and Dylan were standing next to each other, and Boosh, like, couldn't find his ticket in his email or whatever. Mm-hmm. Or he didn't have his ticket, and we were like, oh, well, it's in your email, dude.
He had not set up his company email.
He did not even have an email app on his phone. And me and Dylan just looked at each other like, you gotta be fucking...
I believe he had worked there for over a year.
At least a year.
Yeah.
No, that cruise was in like 2016. It had been like 2 years.
Right, but he was an intern and then he full-time employment.
Whatever.
Yeah.
We were both just like, God damn it, Boosh.
He just didn't have his office email set up to his phone. Yeah.
Which is like the first thing I did. It was like day one.
Especially when you're on like essentially a 24-hour, if something happens, I got to write this.
Yeah.
That was always fun, though, if we were out at the bars and like something major had to happen. And we'd be like, fuck, I got this, guys. I'll go back.
Go back. You just do it on your phone.
You could do that too, but
I wrote a lot of stuff on my phone if I was on vacation and stuff.
There were a couple nights where even you were out, we were at Buckshots and stuff, and something would happen. I'm like, all right, I guess I'll bite this bullet.
Just bring your laptop out with you.
To Buckshot? Yeah. 36?
Yeah.
Back when you could go out in 36 without being shot.
Dirty Six used to be so great.
3Bs, Blind Pig, Buckshot, Burnsides.
Oh my God. Even though Buckshot hooked us up with free drinks all the time.
Just because of Alan.
Alan, and I like the owner was great too.
Who now owns Barton Springs Saloon.
Yeah.
And I've had my birthday there for the last 4 years. I will continue to have my birthday there.
Going
to
be there again?
Yeah.
Although
my birthday's a Wednesday, so.
I mean, just do it the weekend before.
I'll just have to do it another weekend.
Yeah. Wait, what
day? Boom.
What day is your birthday again?
14th.
Ooh, my parents will be in town.
Yeah, dude.
So do it the weekend after, because my parents will be in town.
All right. We'll keep that in mind. Keep in mind that Rob's parents will be here the week before.
Makes it easier to...
Isn't it easier to go out while they're here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. So do it the weekend after.
Okay.
Yeah. Because then I'll just be... Courtney could come, even, if it's the weekend after. Yeah, definitely the weekend after, because then Courtney can drive.
Hell yeah.
Because she doesn't really drink anymore.
It's past her now. She hasn't been able to drink for the last 3 years because
she basically has
pumping in babies.
Has not been able to drink for the last 3 years, yeah. And now she's just kind of over it.
Just keep impregnating her, you'll have a DD for life.
I know. The problem with that is that I can't fucking do it again. I cannot have another fucking child.
You're not getting like tax credits?
I mean, we get tax credits. Not for the fetus, though, which is annoying, but I should have been able to write off that fetus last year.
In Texas, that should count.
Fucking seriously, dude. If you're going to ban abortion, let me write off my fucking fetus. It costs money.
Yeah. You have to go to all those doctor's appointments.
It literally costs money. I mean, if you're a state that doesn't want to acknowledge that a second trimester child is a human being, fair enough. But in this state...
Of all states.
You're telling me that it's a fucking person, but I can't write it off.
What's even the point?
Kinda. And they're like, well, you know, but it's not like alive until, you know, you wouldn't, you. But the thing is that, like, what if you have a miscarriage? Then it's, you know, it's like, okay, well, if my 3-year-old dies, I don't get to write him off the next year.
Why does the state not do down ballots?
You mean ballot measures?
Or ballot measures, yeah.
Too much power to the people.
It's supposed to be the state of liberty, bro.
Yeah, I get it. It's really, there's no political bent to that, though. It's kind of a mixed bag of states that do it. California is, like, riddled with ballot measures, but then, like, Missouri has a really good ballot measure law. Florida, which until 2 elections ago was a purple state, and still is in some ways, but not super purple. But it's got good ballot measures.
Because, like, we should probably be able to vote on weed.
Yeah. No, there are deep blue states and deep red states that don't have ballot measures. Gotcha. And there are those that do. It's not really based on political parties. It's just kind of how the state's laws were written.
Mm.
Typically long before our modern political landscape even existed. So you can't really ascribe it to anything.
The further west you go, the less it gets.
Well, I mean, California has it to like the nth degree.
Yeah. Boom. Let's go. Have yourself a day.
Doing bad today. Down a couple.
Grr. I think I'm up.
Oh, I need to. You know what? I'm gonna win some back right now.
Do-do-do.
That's right.
Ooh, Andrew Novak's going off right now.
You got money on Novak?
I do. Not on the show, technically, but I spray a little on Novak every week.
There's your show bets, and then there's your 20 other bets you make that don't fit on the card.
Yeah, I can't claim them.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be fun if I made 7 bets.
Right. Even though that is kind of the smart way to bet.
7
golf,
wins.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, that's what most people do, and that's what they'll throw out on
Here
Twitter.
Here comes a 10. Gah. Okay, that was bad.
But there's like dudes that are like over 100 to 1 that I'll just sprinkle 20 bucks on every week.
Yeah, why not?
Like Andrew Novak's one of them. So he's due. He's going to win at some point. He's currently tied with Justin Thomas, but obviously Thomas and Scotty haven't gone off yet. Scotty's going to win this week. It doesn't matter. I'm going to lose money.
Yeah. That's the problem. But you can't bet Scotty.
You can't. He's 3.5 to 1. And now I think he's like plus 120. So you definitely can't bet him.
Yeah. All right, come on, just flip a 10. Flip a 10.
Boom. Ryan, who'd you bet on this week?
Take it.
No, it's not hard to explain. So you just bet on a prediction market gambling site?
Yeah.
Ah. You're essentially trading stocks, but it's Scotty.
Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha.
17. Gonna chill on this 17.
I don't fuck with that. I just stick with MyBookie.
MyBookie.com. That's where we're playing.
Keep it simple.
Our casino right now.
I don't want to like short a person.
Right. There we go. We're hot. Don't let us get hot.
Boom. Couple G's.
Come on, Everest.
Yeah, Wyndham shot 1 under today, but that's good. He was over par. Battled back. 7 under.
You said the winning score is going to be like monstrous, right?
Yeah, it'll be closer to 20 under. But he's at 7 under right now through 2. He could go. The thing about Wyndham is that he can always just shoot a 10 under around himself.
Yeah.
He gets hot. He's a streaky dude.
5. If you get a 6, God damn it, if you get.
I got the 11. Cool.
Oh, all right.
I pushed.
I'll take it.
You won?
Yeah, I won.
There we go.
We're building back better.
Where are you at now?
I just won $3,000 hands in a row, so I'm down like
two. You're still down?
2 grand.
What the fuck?
Yeah, I don't know.
I think we just transferred your money to me. If you want to feel better about it.
Yeah.
Because I'm about up that.
Okay, I got to chill on the 16 with his 5. That's
he'll build a 21. It's okay.
Yeah. Just 6-10 coming in.
Soft 6. 19.
God damn it. Okay. Right. Okay.
What are you thinking? One more hand?
One more hand. Let's do it.
Let's do it. Put our knots on the table. Give us a chance to double down.
Yeah, that's what I need here. Let me double down.
I'll be up $3,000 no matter what.
I mean, I got plenty of money in the account, so that's not... Oh, come on. Blackjack, blackjack, blackjack.
Ace. Ace.
Ugh. Ace.
Give me a two.
Same.
Give me a two. At least you got an ace. You got a soft... You got a soft three.
Yep.
Not a 10, not a 10, not a 10, not a 10, not a 10.
Oh, my God.
Keep it going.
Yeah, I'm going to keep it going. Just give me a six. Yeah.
What'd you get?
Nine.
Would have loved that nine. Would have loved that nine. All right.
Well... That's it for today.
Yeah.
On the MyBookie.com live casino.
You're going to finish the 12 pack tonight.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Be careful with your child.
I'll do my best. I give him a bath before I get real drunk.
Good night, ladies and gentlemen.
See you.